start digging it and boogieing it down? Right, I have a question. How many of you have seen me dancing while I'm sitting? Well, if your answer is yes, please raise your hands. I said, throw your hands up in the air, in the air, in the air, throw away some money in the air. Anyway, please don't throw away the money into the air. Please throw away the money on me. Timojoko, I'm dancing for God's sake. Spray me the money. But that's not the reason why we are here, is it? But for those of you that have not seen me dancing, you are missing. You better organize party, can make miniature ladies so that you can watch me dance and, you know, you can give me thanks for coming at the end of it or like throw that money on me when I'm done dancing. So, for those of you that have seen me dancing, it's me and you that have conversation today. Like, we have to talk. And before we go further, I will just tell you that please save that memory in your head and let it stop there. Because if you mistakenly just hype me, but stand up, dance, move forwards, your reaction is gonna change from wow, that's amazing, to
this is nothing but a man joke. It can't be possible.
Yep, that can be possible. That brings us to today's episode, how my dancing career did not take off. As it go bira rara, you know how they say bira, nope, it did not. Go rise, yeast was not enough, so it did not rise. I was in primary 4 in one of the best schools in Ibadan. Yes, if you like Yimu, it's your school. But you know that I attended it. If I say it is one of the best schools, it is one of the best schools. So feel like a best, Stephanie. So anyway, Sha. The name of the school is St. Isabel. And they do this thing whereby they host an event for the graduating students. It's a yearly event. And that event happens to be strictly by invitation. I don't know who made the rules, but I know that if you are not presenting anything, if you are not entertaining, if you are not part of the graduating students, if you are not a member of the PTA association, that means if you are not the parent, also if you are not giving speech, and the speech part is often done by acting prefects. So yeah, if you are none of the above mentioned people, you must not show your face. And thinking about it now, what would have happened to a student who is none of the above but came to the party? She want my bounce and she want my punish and would they expel the? I don't even know, Sha, but I don't know who made the rule, but it was strictly followed. Now let's move on. So this year, like when I was in primary 4, they decided to spice things up, and then they were like, there will be a dance presentation. And if you are thinking, wait, the dance presentation is in name, Idumara Mutamu. Oh, hey, le pamila yo, iro, ironla, sister, iron lani. It's a lie, because no, it wasn't, and it wasn't choreography either. Okay, it was a choreography per se, you know, like, I mean, everybody had to learn a dance routine or something, but it was not Okumuliro, trust me, it wasn't. So, we were going to dance to Lori Le by X Project, and yep. Conglasso by Nice and a pinch of a conga, big conga, a conga, conga. Okay, I don't really know that song, but yeah, we're going to wait. Why am I saying we? Please scratch that we and replace it with the selected qualified dancers. Yeah, anyway, Sha, they shall selected those that we dance. And in case you're already thinking, where was I selected? I did not audition in the first place. Yup, any haters? Me audition. Because if I had auditioned, they would pick me. I know that. I know myself. Well, I did not audition because we were told that the dance uniform for the D-Day will be three quarters with a shirt, right? Okada, please drop me here. Now, here they go. Drop me, drop me. So let me quickly give you a backstory into my family. So I come from a family whereby we don't wear trousers. Into bracket, as at then, Sherry. And then after putting it in bracket, please make it bold. As at that time. Thank you. And then our gowns and skirts were lengthy. Like, I mean, you can remember the story of Auntie Alima. So they were quite lengthy. And so wearing three quarters, which happened to be, first of all, shokoto. Then also, shorts. Was a no. Let me also add that my parents, as at that time, I don't know about now, they were not like a huge fan of secular music. So that's it. Lori Le, Gongwaso and Konga was a hell no. So three red flags, and you are asking me why did I no audition? Please, answer that question by yourself. Oh yeah, let us continue the trek on this memory lane as I continue my story. Before I move further into telling the story, let me just quickly put this nota bene. Know somebody in this life. Make sure when you know somebody at your favorite abala joint, know somebody in your marketplace where you used to do your bossikoro, bend down, select, pick this clothes. Please know somebody in, please, anywhere you are going. You don't have to be the daughter of a commissioner of police or a governor or a president. Just know somebody. And as I go further in the story, you know why I am emphasizing that you should know somebody. So turn to your neighbor and say, know somebody. Now, let me use this opportunity to introduce to you our dance instructor. She's really talented. I'm not going to lie, because every dance step that she was dropping at that moment, they were a hit back to back, like bass, they were good. And apart from that, here is the most important part of it. She lives in the same area where I reside with my parents. So yeah, she lives with her mom, who at that time was a teacher in St. Isabel. I don't know about now, so yeah. So we shall... we know each other sort of. Amorawa o tabari rawa, tabari rawa o amorawa o. In short, what I mean is that we know each other. We might not talk, but I mean, we shall know we live in the same place. So yeah, let's get back to the story, no? Now, the rehearsals for the dance presentation or whatever it is, whatever, let me use choreography, right? But just know that the choreography that I'm referring to is not the type that you will wear black and white glove and white socks and, you know, no, not those type of choreography. So yeah, so the rehearsals for the choreography was always in one room like that. That room is always closed, so there is no space for you to come and spectate. You, if you don't have anything doing, that means if you're not a dance instructor, if you're not part of the dancers, you are not, your services are not needed. You should not be there. But guess who got a VIP access to the front row to just be watching the dance? Guess who? Yeah. I am the one. It's me. I am the VIP personnel. It's me that got the VIP. I mean, sister, when you are big, you are big. Let's kick a real about it big. We were big from when we were a small gay. If you don't understand it, then leave it. So yeah, I was allowed because what? I know somebody. And if you are thinking that corruption started, it's nepotism. You better shore up, dear. Anyways, that wasn't entirely true, right? Sometimes when the room, because you know, there were other presentations for that day, right? So it was a first come, first serve something. So days whereby the dancers get there late and it's already occupied, they hold the rehearsals on the assembly ground, and in that way everybody can see it. So yeah, it's not like as if no, only me saw the dance step. No, no, I was just saying that most of the times when the rehearsals were behind closed doors, guess who is always there? Me. I always show up because I have what? A VIP pass. Now let's move on and stop bragging. Gongwaso and Lorile were the first two music that I knew the words without those lyrical books that we used to use then. Because for every chorus hook and verse, I knew a dance step routine for it. So why will I not know it? Even sometimes it's going in my free time. Machuma practice in my house. We okay, Lorile, Odigo, Be. Yeah. Whoa, I'm tired of trekking. Okada, please carry us to Jogwa Center. And in case you are thinking, I am lost, Jogwa Center, Bo. Yeah. The events always happen at Jogwa Center. So yeah. We are going to Jogwa Center. A Saturday before the D-Day. That's how I just hear bang, bang, bang. At my gate. A stable can be knocking on a Saturday morning. I don't like the rest. So I went to open the door and guess who I saw? Yep, you guessed right. My dance instructor. Why am I saying my dance instructor? Anyways, just... she is my dance instructor because I'm a... I don't know. So yeah, she was at the door and then she was telling me that... one of the ladies or one of the girls that was supposed to dance pulled out unexpectedly, and then they were looking for a replacement, and since I knew the routine, they wanted me to enter. Ah! Immediately they just finished telling me what they came for. I just knew, but mission impossible, the bower, yup, mission impossible. So I'm like, ah, I cannot give that decision, although I already knew the answer in my mind. I'm like, my mom is at home, so come and meet my mother, eh, eh, my mother, eh, come and meet my mother, eh, my mother, eh. So I'm like, come and tell my mother. Maybe, maybe not, she will shock me and give like a permission. And then they were like, okay, no problem, let's go. So when they got inside, I mean, my mom recognized that because, as I said earlier, our mom, as at that time, was a teacher in St. Isabel. So my mom was like, oh, what's up? What's happening? How's your mom? Is anything the problem? And she was like, no. So she explained herself. And then, guess what my mother said? If you were thinking she gave permission for me to dance, then it's like you're not following. You did not read the topic of this podcast. Anyway, Sha, the long expected answer was given and we called it a day. My mother said, no, no, no. A quick 30-second silence for those opportunities that passed us by because we could not speak for ourselves. Well, if you're asking me at this moment that Ola, if you had the opportunity or if you had the authority to make that decision, if you were going to dance with those people, what would your answer have been? Well, I'm going to shock you right now and the answer would have been a no. Because first of all, I only rehearsed in my house. Like, I did not rehearse with other people. Do you understand? I do not want to be that girl that they will point to and say, Owulom Bajoje, she's the one that is spoiling the dance. No! I don't want to be the one moving left when the other people are moving right. Like, there was no synergy. So it didn't make sense. If during the rehearsals, like, I just dropped, I mean, I joined sometimes to dance, it would have made so much sense. Like, there was no synergy. I mean, I didn't want to be the one sticking out. Do you understand? Like, I don't want to be the one that will point out, ah, that girl ruined it. The dance would have been amazing, but because of that girl, nope, I didn't want to be that. So, my answer would have been capital no, still. So, yeah, whatever. Now, let's move on. The D-Day came, and then the dance presentation of the choreography was amazing. Like, it was nice, it was mind-blowing. And this is coming from the mouth of someone that was there for most of the rehearsals. I mean, it was amazing. And yeah, the last girl was replaced by the dance instructor. She had to replace the girl. It was just good. It was just mind-blowing. I mean, I can't remember in details how the dance was, but I knew that the reaction of the crowd was like mind-blowing. People were clapping, shouting, woo, and everything like that. And trust the parents whose daughters were dancing now. They want to wipe more than the people that were graduating. Do you understand? So they were shouting, but yes, woo, wonderful, amazing, okay, we're done. So yeah, it was really good. Well, if you really followed the story from the beginning to the end and you have this one question in your mind, just like every other person that listened and paid attention, which is, how did you enter the hall? I mean, there are so many options. Like I said, the people that are allowed into the hall, right? You know them already. So if you are wondering which one I fall under, I will tell you, wait for another day, because this story came with another story, but today we will not be talking about it. I mean, one story per day now. Do you want to know me finish? Do you want to know my past finish? So yeah, let me know your speculations. Send it to my DM or leave your comments under my post at @ola_podcast. And then I will let you know the answer in the next story that will come up. And that's it about that. So I still remain your super amazing host, Ola. And don't forget to share. Enjoy the rest of your week. And St. Isabel, please run me my check for this brilliant ad. And peace.